Can I get nominees?
I move Nema Khaw.
Thanks, Nema Khaw can take it.
Okay, we understand it and appreciate it. Thank you very much. Members, it's almost 20 minutes past the time that we're supposed to start. We like to appreciate your patience. We needed one person to get a forum to be able to start. Our agenda for today is one item, which is adoption of the report of the International Relations Budget Vote 5, which will be debated in the House on the 22nd next week. I believe members have got the copy of the report, and then we will have to maybe look at the following as guiding principles for making recommendations for that budget vote number 5. One is the main task is to ascertain whether the budget vote before the committee is aligned to the objectives of DECO that DECO has set itself to achieve. That's what we have to ascertain as this committee. And two, that the budget allocation for the DECO has decreased in terms of or by 1 billion from 555.3 billion in 2009-2010 to 4824 billion in 2010-11. The question is whether is this sufficient to allow DECO to effectively meet its service delivery objectives. The third point or the guiding principle that we have to look at is the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act number 9 of 2009, which I'm reading from something you don't have. It's dead. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's not a secret document. I'm sorry I ran ahead of you. Oh. Apologies. No, you're adopting the report. This is an additional information to assist us as we go forward in preparation for the budget vote. I was on third, Money Bills Amendment, which bestows powers on Parliament to vary the budget vote as reasonable, appropriate during its negotiation process with the department for the passing of the budget. Are there any sections? That's what we have to maybe as we go forward with the budget vote. Are there any sections in the budget that we will warrant variation, bearing in mind that the committee has expressed its intention to apply the ACT in phases once the requisite training has been afforded the committee? Then, following that, we have number four, which is recommendations. The first recommendation, then, members, is that in administration, by a number of refurbishment projects highlighted in the department's report, such as The Hague, Benin, Madrid, Munich, and Kinshasa. However, there are no time frames stipulated which will enable the committee to monitor progress or otherwise in order to have timely interventions when necessary. Those are the maybe issues that members will raise in their budget speeches to make sure that those gaps are filled. And B is the huge property portfolio which is maintained and managed by the department warrants that there is a pool of well-trained personnel on property and asset management. Removal from the department's budget baseline of funding of the construction of headquarters for the Pan-African Parliament should not detract government from its obligation in the headquarters agreement to provide such accommodation within a reasonable time. The international relations program caters for missions expenditure. It ensures that South Africa maintains its diplomatic presence globally. It is highly influenced by foreign exchange fluctuations. There is a saving expected from this program attributed to the strengthening of the rand against the currencies. However, this is a very fluid situation in which the committee might later on be faced with the request for additional funds to keep the program abreast. public diplomacy and protocol, the bulk of the NDCA's activities under this program is inclined towards protocol services, including hosting conferences, speech writing, services relating to FIFA, World Cup, etc. Very little is planned for the actual engagement of the local and international stakeholders to sell the South African international foreign policy. Holding of media press conferences should be supported by other activities which also attract the participation of non-state actors. Then the committee can ask for detailed programs for making the public actors involved or stakeholders in this instance. And lastly, international transfers. The reduction of funds distributed to African Renaissance Fund and International Cooperation Fund could be examined by the committee to ensure that South Africa will be able to further its strategic political agenda within the continent without any hindrance. Then the processes for establishment of and then the processes of the establishment of SADPA should be expedited to fill any gap that might be created by disengaging the IRF. Then, any other points that the committee might want to discuss towards taking its recommendations? This is submitted by the content advisor, Neil. So basically, that's what we have to do, to adopt the report and take these guidelines and recommendations into consideration as we move forward in our preparations for the budget vote, meaning that all these issues that Neil has identified as needing attention, we have to lift them up in the budget speeches that we'll be preparing, and maybe we can add those that she has not raised. But basically, that's that. I will now give over to members to comment or add or ask clarities.
$5.3 billion in 2009-10 to $4,824.4 billion. There's something wrong.
Million.
Yeah. Should be million.
Million.
And now, again, if you look at that figure number two, there's something wrong with it. It must be for 482.44. They say, now it's saying 482.44. Not so. Am I right?
The budget for 2010-11, Honorable Person, is
482.4.4.
482.4.4.
Yes.
No. And the billion. And then the budget for 2009 is 5553. Oh, there is another 5 million.
The billion or million?
No. No. It's okay. 3.5. It's supposed to be 3.5.3 million.
Yes.
That is now. And the 2009-10. You were saying for 2010-11 it's 482.4.
2824.4.
No. That's what is written in there.
It can't be true.
No, you can't read it like that. There's no way
it's
going
to be
like that.
Budget for last
year, it was 5.5 billion.
Of which
the budget for this
year is
4.8 billion.
Okay.
It's less 1 billion.
So it's 5.8 billion.
Billion.
No, 4.8 billion
for this year.
For the current
financial year.
Yeah.
So it's less
Okay, if you don't write all the numbers at the end of the amount stated, we can say last 209 was 5.5 billion, and
come
this
again?
Year is 4.8 billion. So it's almost one billion.
Yes.
5.5 and 4.8.
Can I just make a proposal? That
yes.
If we talk billions, that we stick to what he now says, 5.55 billion.
Yes.
Or 4.8 billion,
yes.
And leave out the numbers.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah,
that's
yes,
yeah, but last year was $5.5 million,
and this year is 4.8,
yeah.
And we are saying it's almost a billion less.
Sure.
Any other things?
In light of the comments concerning item 2, if you look at item 3, is the one that gives the parliament and this committee in particular the powers to navigate the money if necessary. So don't we feel that when the department is dealing with 1 billion less, is it sufficient to conduct its services properly? Are we satisfied that the 4.8 will do justice to this department based on the four priorities of the department? Because this is where we've got our own powers as the committee to shift around the money if we deem fit necessary. I'm putting this in looking at the program C of the department, Public Diplomacy and Protocol. Because we see here what's happening is the only activities that are there are protocol related and nothing to do with public diplomacy. So in fact, protocol is perpetuating the perception that foreign policy is an elitist type of, you know, activity. And we're spending much on protocol rather than public diplomacy itself. So we need to see how do we make sure. I see here the content advisor has written it quite nicely to say we need to have a program from the department about the public diplomacy programs that will be engaging upon. So I'm just putting it as a sort of concern from our side and something that we as the committee can see. So are we satisfied that 4.8 will do the work? And what are we doing in as far as public diplomacy is concerned? Because of it, if you look at the allocation, it's being allocated quite little in as far as that is concerned. And you don't want the department coming back to us and saying, yeah, in light of what you have given us, remember it's 1 billion less, so we cannot conduct our public diplomacy program. So we must be careful about it. Thank you.
So what you are concretely proposing is speaking to recommendation number 3, that as the committee we must consider amending the budget when it is necessary or whenever necessary to assist the department to can fulfill its mandate. Okay, thank you. Committee. Sorry.
I beg to slightly differ with my colleague. If you look at the document, the accompanying document that was sent to us earlier,
yes.
On page 3.
Page 3 and,
yes. number 3 was the breakdown of the fund, the budget, 3.1. And the breakdown of the comparison between 2010 and 2011. And then further down the line, if you go to 3.5 and 3.6, the explanations as to how they feel, the department feels that there is going to be some kind of saving along the way because of the Pan-African Parliament that has been removed from the baseline budget of the department because they're looking for alternative methods of raising funds to continue that project. Secondly, 3.6, they also talk about the decrease in the ARF. Of 30, 60, and 80 million over the medium term, with the funds which have been allocated to other items to come into priorities. And it says that the reduction in the funds is not expected to hamper safe delivery. So I think that's justification that, okay, if there is 1 billion shortfall, there is still going to be some savings in other areas. So I'm of the opinion that I think the department feels comfortable with the current budget as far as I see the breakdown of their budget. I stand to be... And also 3.7 also explains what I'm trying to say, Chair. The efficient savings of 36 million between the two periods and 34 between 2011 and 2012, which have been identified as a result of cutting down on certain activities like travel costs and entertainment and so on and so forth. I don't see anywhere where the department says that they're not going to be able to meet these obligations as a result of that drop in the either. That's right. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mubu has actually written to my thoughts because he's actually stating a fact with regard to the fact that the department is not saying anything about challenges of not meeting their objectives, and which means themselves they are prepared to work on a shoestring budget. Now, really my issue was on public diplomacy. You see, why my issue is on public diplomacy is the fact that the essence of the department within the context of a democratic order is to take along people. It cannot be a foreign policy and foreign international relations and above the heads of the citizens of the country. And the point that was made earlier, it actually became an elitist department. Because mind, Department of Foreign Affairs is not building houses, it's not building schools. It's actually branding the country. And you can only do that when you create a critical mass behind you. And the branders of that, what you call it, is the people of South Africa. If you leave them out, there's a very big problem. That would be my take. And that's why I would really second the issue on public diplomacy. But something must be done about it. And on the question of the international relations, well, if I read correctly, also there's some reduction that has been done. Well, I concur. Maybe there's a need for us to do that. But again, the issue is, on what basis do you do that? What has actually informed that? Because I would imagine that before you do that, you do cost-benefit analysis on the basis of each country, the relations between South Africa and each of the countries that are there. How much value are we getting from country A and country B and country C? And even as you do that, you take the country and you take everybody, including opposition, on board. And now, the reason why I'm saying so is because when we talk the policy, this one, this department, we're not here for political point scoring. We're here for the country, and therefore, you create space for collective ownership of the product at the end of the day, so that all of us can say that we agree with this position. Because if you don't do that, you're forcing people now, you're polarizing. And so, Chairperson, my case is just on those two items, and international relations and public diplomacy.
I hear, I mean, saving of 30 million, what is the meaning of that relative to 1 billion proportionally? I see this juggling, small juggling here and there. But if you look at the ratio of 30 to 1 billion, and it's far less, and the department is trying to make do with what it has. And but I think they need to be very clear and blunt to us as to whether, because we will be forced to actually ensure that they meet their objectives, because they never said that they won't meet their objectives. They never said so. And therefore we'll expect the best.
With the money available,
because they are not saying that we won't. And we're not saying either that they must say they won't, if they will be able to.
Thank you. And I remember that my issue in public diplomas. I think I agree with you, but I think we were taking it very lightly. Because if you remember, the emphasis in the last meeting that we had with the department was the issue of public diplomas. And we have been making noise about public diplomas. I think for me, the content advisor, it's good that you've noted it, but the way it's noted, I'm not happy about it. Even Chair, you cannot also not say that when the department can. It's a must, it's a point of a must, you know, on public diplomas. Because the department even said they are preparing a white paper on public diplomas. And if you remember, most of the time when we were talking about public diplomas, we were saying, as much as we are international, but let's start here. Because if our own people don't understand the content analysis of what we're doing, then it's going to be a problem, you know. And I, on the issue of this 1 billion, I am not sure, but if I recall, a number of members, the last meeting, the DG was raising the issue of the little that they have. So he was not also being specific whether are we surviving or it's like he was just saying with the little that we have. You could see it's a silent cry, but he's not being specific on where they have a problem with this issue. To me, we'd rather have a surplus than have a, what do you call the other, the shortfall, you know. I'm not sure they understand. I'm not saying we're encouraging that the department must always be moving in the surplus, which would be good though. But I understand another movie, there would be savings, but you might find there would also, if we increase the level of public diplomats, that amount can cover all what you want. You know, I'm being an accountant now in a way, but I hope you understand honorable members what I'm trying to raise here. At the end of the day, it will come back to us if we are not careful. I mean, if other departments can fight for an increase in budget, although they never agree. But the other issue that I wanted to raise, you see, Chen, to me it becomes a bit difficult. I know we're thinking about the budget vote, when you have a program in front of you that you've never even, what do you call it, overseen. You see, it's not like I've been to a health department in Limpopo and would understand the status. You see, to me, whether you decrease the ERP or increase it, I'm still not sure what is happening. I've not overseen what is it that this man has done. Why is it now reduced? Maybe you understand what I'm saying now. Because to me, it becomes a problem, because I don't understand. Nothing has been, I've got no vision of what is happening. You know, you come, because you see, I have a problem now. I'm raising another issue for this opinion. I have a problem, Chair, every time when you come and sit here and talk about things that we don't know. I have a serious problem. I know maybe I might be hitting on my party, but I'm not sure. You see now, like the administration, they've been speaking about this issue of this refurbishment. And how do we know how far are they? I'm just raising it as a concern, you see. Because if you are in Home Affairs, you can go and say, yes, we've got 50 posts, 50 mobile, what do you call it? Yeah. And you know about them, we've seen them. Because at the time we receive such, it will also make me skeptical also to say let's increase to 1 million or let's decrease it to 1 million. I was just raising the point because it also impacts on us. We always adapt to what we've not seen. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable.
The first one is about the refurbishment that will be taking place because we are told that there is no time frame that is stipulated. Obviously, there are going to be escalations. Now, if you are busy refurbishing and then there are no time frames, they will come back to us and say we have run out of money.
Yeah.
Why are there no time frames? And then we need to be informed. Why are there no time frames? Because the danger of running out of money because there's no agency is definitely going to hit them. And then the second issue is also about on page under the strategic focus 3.5 where they speak about the reduction in the funds is not expected to hamper service delivery as it still has enough funds. What are they talking about? Where are these funds? Okay. Now, if they say there's going to be a reduction that they accept and they still say it's not going to hamper service delivery because there are enough funds, how much funds are there and where are they? So I'm keen to know.
Chair, thank you very much. I want to follow up on the point that Honorable Sunduza has raised. But I have a little bit of a concern that we want to be seen to be, I'm looking for a word, an appropriate word, but something to the effect that we are encouraging the department to seek more funding outside what I've presented as their budget. They are the ones that know what program of action they're going to undertake here. So we're not going to fundraisers for them. They must present to us that, look, we're going to be short in these areas, and we want you as a portfolio committee to support our program. But what they're presented to us is something that says they're fine with it. This is our program of action. And this is the money that we have, that we need. So we cannot be sitting here and to behave as if we are a charitable organization for the ministry or for international relations and cooperation. What we can only do is what we have all been doing around the table, saying, are they going to meet this obligation under the circumstances? But what I see the picture again is that they're comfortable with it. If they come to us later, that's when we can grill them and say, but when you came up with this kind of budget, didn't you think this was going to be a problem in the future? So as it is now, I have very serious concerns that we're sitting here trying to help them to find get some more money. That's their responsibility. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I don't want to dot the I's and cross the T's, but it's not 1,730,000,000. So let's be specific on whatever the figure is. But let's not round it up to the nearest. It's 700, it's a huge difference between 700 million and 1 billion.
Yeah.
So let us ask the presenter just to get the figure, and then we can use it in the speeches, whatever we want, how we want to use it.
Okay.
Secondly, no,
it's
between 5.5 and 4.82. Roughly, it's 700 million. And 700 million is not 1 billion. It's like 1.3 to 1 billion. You can't reduce it. If it's upper, you talk to the figure.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just crossing the T. It's not a serious issue. Secondly, I think we must note the reduction. And just encourage the department that they will be able, with this reduction, to execute their mandate. And if they can't, they must come back. So I would suggest we rather follow that route to say we note the reduction, the department has presented and they ensured us that they can execute their mandate with this money available. That's how I understood it. They didn't come and raise a red flag to say, sorry, problem, we can't do it. So let's recognize it in the recommendation. That's number two. The time frames, I think, number A, the administration. I think the onus must be on the department to report to this committee the time frames and progress with the with the refurbishment projects. Number two, the property portfolio. I would think, I don't know, I haven't asked the question, whether they can outsource this or do they do it the same. The critical point is there must be an asset register and there must be a good management of the property. That is the crucial issue, I think, of the property portfolio. I'll talk to the others as we go on. But I think we need to get to the recommendations. Otherwise, we're going to talk in circles.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do it paragraph by paragraph.
No, I wanted to say that, you know, on second reading of the document, I see that in 2.5, they say that over the MTF period, savings of 771.4 million are expected to be realized from foreign exchange rate gains, which means there's that 700 reduction. At the same time, they do expect gains, which is going to nullify that reduction. And if what is written here actually is true, then it means that, and they don't, that's why they are not panicking. Because there's this foreign exchange gain, I'm sure it's because of the exchange rate that we have, strengthening on the rest, and vis-a-vis other countries, they'll be able to make some money out of it. And then, so that's one issue that we have to note, and perhaps we need to be taken on board on it, so that we don't make assumptions. They must actually make it for us to understand. The part of what I wanted to recommend myself is that the public diplomacy, in the light of that, then it must be given the importance it deserves. It must be given the importance it deserves. In other words, and without calling for and more money, and we can maybe call for, what is that thing of reallocation?
Environment, yes.
From one to the other. And therefore that, we can really call for that, because we are not calling from outside. And the areas that we think are important, and maybe we need to identify those. And the other one here, it's written about the question of the PAP Parliament, and its obligation in the headquarters agreement to provide such accommodation within a reasonable time. And what is that reasonable time? This is a very important subject, because it's an agreement that South Africa got into with the countries within the continent. And this project has been protracted. Of course, it may be within the expected time frame. But again, if it's not honored within the agreed time, it will definitely impact on the integrity of the country. That is why myself, I would say that let us be explained to what is this reasonable time. Because we don't know the reasonable time. In other words, if it is said that within the next 2 or 3 years, it must be said so, that this parliament will be built by South Africa within this time, or with the assistance of South Africa within this time, because we made commitment as a country to the country. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairperson. I think I'm supporting what Honorable Nkonyama said, and initially that's what the point I was trying to put across in terms of vermin of the budget. And I think that's one thing that we need to make sure that we look at, because if you look at this document, the one that was circulated yesterday, when you look at allocation per portfolio, protocol and public diplomacy have decreased from 257 to 232. So my taking is, at a later stage, you will have a reason that says we could not do this program because we ran out of. And I think we just have to open a back door for ourselves as and when, because I think it's a general view and 100% view of this committee that we need to go full house on public diplomacy. There's no question about that. And One other recommendation, I'm not sure whether it will be relevant in recommendation for the budget, is the issue of this oversight to this people. You know, Honorable Sundusa is making a very salient point. We are a year into this committee, and we haven't seen any one of them. In fact, except for the headquarters. And in fact, this ARF is now being winded up, and we don't even know what is being winded up. You know, and now we're going for SASPA, and you raised a very important question last month, you know, in terms of this thing, that how do we monitor this? And one thing that we got to get to colleagues is this department doesn't have a house that you can see that has been built. You need to go tangibly and see this thing. It makes it difficult as of now to say this budget, is it realistic or not? Because if we don't see some of these things. We don't know how does a foreign mission in Brussels look like. It might be a one-room cuckoo, we don't know. And you are putting $1 million in it. You know, so that is the challenge with this thing. And when we recall at our workshop, the Auditor General raised this point, that the onus is on us as the committee members to see that these things are there. Because of unfortunately, you know, the Auditor General cannot say, yes, I have verified them. And that's one point of the asset register. You know, it's one thing that we got to see how do we put it as a recommendation. I'm not sure whether it's relevant to the budget or something that we got to take up somewhere, somehow. But it's a very critical point because of it makes our job very difficult. Now we are dealing with figures that we don't even know. We rely on TSA, you know, that this is what's happening. And we got to seriously work on that one. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, members, on recommendations, I think we all agree that public diplomacy is a non-negotiable, and we are prepared as a committee to apply the environment principle, if it's a principle, to make sure that this public diplomacy issue is taken down to the people where it belongs. That's one. Two, we are saying we acknowledge the shortfall in the budget for this current financial year, but also ours is to ascertain that within that budget the department will be able to meet its objective as outlined in the strategic plan 2010 to 2015. And then we are saying again on the refurbishment of those areas where there are no time frames provided, we will need a clear report as to what is it that the department is planning? How can you have something where you don't have time frame? What should have happened by when and how? We need a report on that. And then the PEP one, we are saying we should probe the department to say what is the meaning of reasonable time. And what else did you say is a recommendation? I captured those. Yes. But in the main, we are saying public diplomacy and no negotiable one. Okay, the reasonable time referring to PEP, it's up to the department. So maybe we should come with a clear time frame which would be reasonable. Like the department should have at least finished this project by that time, whichever we will agree to be reasonable. Perhaps maybe we can say in the next quarter they give us a report, progress report in as far as that is concerned. And then maybe we should just make it a point we don't lose that as the committee. Make sure that within that quarter we call them to give us that particular report. Any other recommendation that I have left out? The third one about what? About
and Under the regulation, the recommendation in the paper, they're talking about saving perspective.
Oh, yes.
It's a very broad general opinion. Now, if you talk about this saving, I'm talking of millions, I'm talking of thousands.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah, correct. So I think they need to give us more clarity on how much more of it they expect, so that one can be able to.
Okay, 4.4 on your main report has gone back to 7,000.
Yeah, I'll be good again. And I think basically, for my country, it's not helpful. Because you're talking about saving the results from the land structure, that's an assumption. So you can't be declared based on the assumption. That's why it's called speculation.
I think I agree with Reverend. That on B, on international relations, the rand may weaken. It may go the other way. So rather let's, on international relations, talk about fluctuations and the risks involved there. They will not know, if I remember correctly, it fluctuates, and at the end of the year, National Treasury says, okay, it weakened or it strengthened, you've got a saving or you have a deficit. It's nothing within the control of the department, of the IRCO. They can't control it. So let's not put it here as a fact. It is a fluctuation beyond the control of the department or the government. So I think I agree with Reverend Mishu that we capture it's a fluctuation and not the expected saving.
We can't come and we can fluctuate back to the
any other?
Yes.
I'm trying to record the process. Unfortunately, some members they don't put on their mic, so I'm not getting the audio. Sorry about that.
Apologies.
I'm submitting the request.
Okay.
So we are about to wrap up now. How are you going to get that? You need it in.
Can I just make one point? We haven't addressed the proper portfolio, but surely there in this department there is a risk management system or risk management unit, and they should really at that unit or section must look at all the issues that we raise, even the environment or between or the public diplomacy. That is a unit that should say, there is a red flag. This is a risk now for the department. What are we going to do? We don't have well-trained personnel property for the management of the assets, or there's an incomplete asset register. I think we must recommend that the risk management unit must be alerted to identify risks for the department. That will capture a lot of issues that we've discussed already.
Okay. I don't think any member will decide to do that. But the risk management unit of the department must always be alert to identify risks for the department where it has been possible, so that you avoid a lot of problems. That would
give it a little bit. Does the asset register exist? Where is it? Can you have access to it?
Chairperson, I think yes we can. I think this question was asked last meeting, and they said the local property portfolio is managed by Public Works, and the international one is managed by DECO themselves. So we do can say to DECO, can you give us the asset register for all our property portfolio abroad? And they will be in a position to give us. As far as the local one, we got to go to Public Works.
Yeah, I don't recall asking that question, a parliamentary question, but I think the answer was that it was in the process of being prepared. It was not ready, but they were working on it from country to country and coming up with it. Because I want to find the value, what's all the total value of that portfolio.
On that, I just wanted to say, I don't think it will be, it was much an issue because we've been raising it. So I can say maybe let's find out the timeline of how long will it take to do that asset register. Then we need, I mean, asset register doesn't take long. We just keep going. So let's say maybe the next meeting or in the next two meetings or whenever. Let's just give them the timeline so they can, because we've been requesting it. I propose that maybe in 1 month or so.
April now.
I want it in May.
Before
we rise? Yeah, before we rise. Before Parliament rises. I make a proposal, Chair.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah. Before Parliament rises, we need that register. That asset register. And I do not see it as being a problem for them to also to get to the local one from public works, because obviously they are working together.
So, honorable members, what Dineo was reminding us about is that in the previous meeting where the department was here, the question was asked and the department said yes, there is a local one. And what honorable Tunduza is saying is that maybe we should ask the department to give us in black and white the one that they are responsible for and the one that public works is responsible for. So that we are on the clear. Oh, yes, if you check your page 8 of the document we are referring to, that this is the response of the department. Management and maintenance of properties in the mission is the responsibility of DECO, while local properties are under the public works portfolio. So what we are recommending is that the ones that they are responsible for, they should give us a report, and maybe the ones that public works is responsible for, we should also ask them to ask public works to give us that report.
If you realize that this is silent on asset register, management and administration is different from keeping a register.
It is not the phrasing of our minute takers. Perhaps they decided to take the route of management and whatever, but apparently from the meeting, which I unfortunately left before it finished, there was an undertaking by the department that they do have an asset register. Okay, we'll do so. Budalo, so what is the procedure? After having made these recommendations, will you type them nicely and circulate them amongst us before we go for a budget vote, which is next week, and we don't need to meet here again before, do we?
No. You can just give us the ICC recommendation, and then go to the five amount of figures.
Oh, yes.
So that we know the actual figure. We don't want to say
then it will be the members' responsibilities in their respective corners when they are preparing their speeches to make sure that all these recommendations we have identified as the committee are sharply raised in our speeches in the budget vote on the 22nd. And without,
are we
have just got it. Yes. Recommendations. After this document, we have sat here and tried to amend them. So we want you to give us the amended document before we go for budget vote. And the sooner we get that, the budget vote is on the 22nd. Is it Tuesday? Not Thursday. Yes. We can provide it by Friday. Oh, what is today? Wednesday, tomorrow, at least. Before we leave for our constituency. Honorable members, I would like to take this opportunity before I do, Honorable Mubu.
Chair, I just wanted to inform the committee that Honorable Mkalapa and myself have expressed our very serious concerns about the performance of our committee. And so we have decided that we write to the Chief Whip to express that. I'm not going to go into detail now, but suffice it to say that I think we are really lagging behind in terms of the mandate that we've been given as an oversight committee, mainly because I think we have not been very proactive in the work that we're supposed to be doing. Our oversight responsibility is non-existent, if I may say. We have interacted very well with the department, but that's not entirely what our work is supposed to be. We have quite a number of other things that we're supposed to have been doing. We worked on a document and identified programs that we're supposed to undertake as a committee. But when I look at that program, none of those things have been achieved. In the last term, we had some issues that we should have dealt with, oversight visits to institutions. That didn't happen. But I've got particular concern about the visit that was supposed to have taken to Limpopo, Investor of Limpopo. I got a phone call from the Investor of Limpopo, just for the information of the committee. I happened to work in the Department of Public Relations at Limpopo years back, and two of former colleagues and friends who are in that department. And one of the friends is the head of the department, who phoned me and said to me, he was rather disappointed that he had heard the committee was come to travel to Limpopo to interact with the communities there. But his disappointment was on the fact that the communication that came from the committee or the administration of the committee was sent to a junior officer in the university and not to the vice chancellor. Universities, like any institution, have got a protocol to follow. And the protocol requires that the head of the institution is the one that receives all communication. And most importantly, if it comes from an important institution like Parliament, obviously they thought that it was the office of the vice chancellor undermined by that. And therefore, they decided that they're not going to host us based on that. Now, I think that's a very unfortunate situation, because if you come to think about it, any university when it's got hosting a committee of the parliament, they want to take advantage of that for publicity's sake, so that if the committee of such and such committee of parliament is visiting the institution, they want to make mileage out of it. But that was not the case. The excuse I got when I phoned to find out whether this trip was on or not from the secretary of the committee was that the students, the university was closed or something to that effect, which was a very lame excuse. So I want to be placed on record, Chair, that we in the DA have written to our Chief Whip to express our disappointment at the dysfunctionality of the committee, and that we want steps to be taken to make sure that this committee does the work that it's supposed to do. I'm not going to give you the details, but I just wanted the committee to know that. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. I don't think there's anything we can say or do about it right now. We'd like us to appreciate the fact that you explained us away that there are processes that we are undertaking. If participants are doing their own part to make sure that this committee becomes a better committee. And I think without allowing anyone on the side of the ruling party, we are also trying to work within the party processes to make sure that the committee is not disturbed. We have identified some areas in recent reports that the committee were able to spoken to the
because I was waiting for another, but the fact that the department is here. Where is NSC? Hey, NSC, you can't go. There was a concern that was raised by the committee in terms of the department.
maybe it might be raised with DG also, but the minister must know that we are not a rush committee when things have to be voted for or must be supported. They come rush. One example was the issue of the armaments that came with the ambassador name. The committee has expressed this many times, but NS as the big boss says, please we'll take it up with the department because we feel very undermined as a committee on such issues. I don't want to speak about the TICO visits and other opening of the whatever. They all are all in one visit bed. But the department is really undermining us on many of the things. Please, can you take it up? Thank you. I wanted to read that.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to the camera. I'm going to go to the camera. I'm going to go to the camera.